Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of our Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve, it's a brand new year, and we already have lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. You know, when you talk about a new year, people make resolutions, and usually you'd think that the resolutions are going to improve things. But when I look at the news we're going to be talking about today, we've got a lot on the border. Interesting things about the donations that come out of New Mexico's universities. That's eye-popping. Then the Democrats across the country are beginning to scream about the border and the openness. We're going to talk more about that. But stay tuned. A great program for you. But I think the thing that caught my ear in the news this week was that the president of Harvard finally resigned. Of course, she blamed it on racial animus. I guess it was racial animus that caused her to kick the people out for plagiarism, because that's what eventually got her. The school was going to let her get by with allowing people to call for the destruction and the annihilation of Israel. The corporation that oversees Harvard didn't really see a problem with that, but she couldn't stand the repeated discoveries of more and more plagiarism. It began to leak out one or two at a time, and then there was one drop of 40 instances of plagiarism. Then more added on top of that, just after she had said, well, that's it, you're not going to discover anymore. And so more than 50 instances of her taking other people's words and saying that they were hers. So she kicked those students out for plagiarizing. It's amazing that she states in her letter of resignation that she's looking forward to returning to the faculty. That tells me that Harvard is fine with plagiarism. If you're a professor, you can plagiarize, but if you're a student, we're going to hold you to a different standard. The left is just actually comical in these sorts of ways they wrap themselves in a pretzel to justify what it is they want to do.
When I was in college, if you got caught plagiarizing, it was an instant failure of the class. You were out.
Yeah, so how do you fail a professor? Of course, one of the things that, as she was defending herself, I think it was her third email release talking about that, and she's lecturing the American public about the importance of free speech. And that's when she was defending her comments to the congressional committee that basically said she was not going to do anything about the calls to annihilate Israel on the Harvard campus. And she attributed that to free speech. Now, that is really, really choice. That's sweet sounding. But then Harvard was ranked absolutely dead last in 2023 as the school most open to free speech. I guess hate speech is okay for the left if you hate the right people. And of course, for the intelligentsia at our colleges, hating Jews is just okay now, and hating Israel is even better.
Well, you saw that happen, Steve, with Roseanne Barr. When she was on the left and she was doing her TV show, she could make these racial jokes and it was okay. When her show came back a few years ago and she was pro-Trump, all of a sudden now those jokes aren't okay.
So again, the left says that we'll decide what you can say. We have freedom to do and say anything that we want to. And I think that people are getting tired of it. But speaking about universities, there's a study that came out that showed that staffers at New Mexico state-funded universities are projected to give over $3 million to 2024 Democrat candidates. I could tell you from a lot of experience that our universities are overwhelmingly controlled by not just partisan Democrats, but extremists, people who approach the Marxist point of view. That's where a lot of the kids are being taught that socialism is good, capitalism and the free market is bad. And so the fact that they're giving to Democrat candidates is no surprise at all to me. If we were to study the same thing in the teachers' unions, we'd find the same sort of breakdown that they're going to give almost exclusively to Democrats. But Republicans, if we stay right on the message, we'll win no matter how much they give. And right on education means that we should favor school choice. We should allow the money to follow the students so that we begin to starve out the bad schools and the bad teachers. That's something that parents everywhere would support. If we're to be competitive as a nation, and we're going to have to do something to fix the broken education system, because our kids are being indoctrinated. They're not being taught in our schools at all. But that's what's going on in the education world in New Mexico and across the nation. Derek, you might have thought that during the Christmas break that everyone was taking a vacation. Well, it's everyone except the people trying to get into this country illegally, because in the month of December, a new record of 302,000 migrants crossed the border illegally, and that's a number that was even unimaginable a year ago. Now, I saw pictures on TV and the videos of the massive migrant caravan that is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border, the largest one in over a year, may have up to 15,000 people in that one march. Now, I have marched miles and miles and days, and I've backpacked, and I know what it's like to be on the road, and I know how you look and how you move when you be on the road. I've carried a backpack through Mexico into Central America and on into South America, so I know what it feels like to be on the road. And I tell you, these people that are coming along with their two-year-old kids holding their hand and tripping merrily along, you don't move merrily after 1,000 miles. And so I still believe that a lot of these people are being bussed up into the point where they get the TV coverage and then they're put on there. But you can tell that their clothes are not dusty. The shoes are not worn. The kids are not just dragging. And so I always have questions when I see these caravans and wonder about this migrant movement to our border. I think that those migrants are getting a lot of financial help to get to the borders almost untouched. And then they cross over and declare that they're looking for amnesty. But as that flood of migrants continues, and as the border states continue to outsource their migrants, they send them to other states. Democrat mayors are renewing their plea for federal help, and they're also wanting the federal government to shut down Texas and not let them send the people their way. Now, these sanctuary states, they've said that they're totally comfortable with the people who break the law to get into the country. And in fact, if they make their way there, the states proudly proclaim that they can find a sanctuary, that is a safe haven, that all of these Democrat states. And yet all of a sudden they're saying, wait, if those people actually come here, they're going to break our budget. And the Denver mayor, Mike Johnson, he stated recently, it will crush city budgets around the country. It was okay when it was crushing the city budgets around Texas and the other border states. It was okay when they didn't have to face the problem that they were encouraging. But now they're beginning to scream loudly. And Denver has only received 35,000 migrants. Imagine the 10 million that have been spread across the border states and the pressure on the communities there. I know that Deming used to have tremendous problem because there's a law that says anyone who presents himself at the border with a medical condition, that medical condition must be taken care of by the local county. So Luna County, that's Deming, is the county seat. But Luna County right there on the border told me of instances where they would have to send someone from the border to Denver for heart surgery, and then they would have to send them through rehabilitation and then through physical therapy. And only when they're well could they put them back at the border and turn them loose. And that's been the law for decades. And suddenly the Democrat mayors are saying, wait, that's not fair. Well, they're right. It's not fair, but it was not fair a long time ago. So they're getting a taste of what they have been voting for. I tell people, on a different policy, then you're going to have to vote differently, because Democrats are not going to stand for securing the border. That's the party that says we're going to open the border, and they just wanted it to be restricted to those states far away from them. Now, and probably what was the biggest newsmaker was the Democrat New Jersey mayor turned away a migrant bus because he said it's a major security risk. So Mayor Sam Joshi, a Democrat, he's the mayor of Edison, New Jersey. He was on a New York ABC affiliate, WABC, on Monday, and he said that he turned back a bus full of migrants that were sent to the city because local police, and I quote, did not know if any of those 40 individuals were carrying weapons. Continuing the quote, they couldn't be identified. And he said, this, quote, is a major security risk. It's a health risk. We're just not going to tolerate that. Now, when Trump said that it's a major security risk, he was pointed out to be the worst racist in the world. But again, if you're a Democrat mayor, you can say it without the public or without the mainstream media taking an exception at all.
How about ICE, the amount of people they're arresting, the way they do the numbers, they make it sound like the arrests are down. There's not as many people coming over. I think what's happening is they're just not arresting as many people.
Yeah, ICE made a big announcement that the criminal illegal aliens arrested in 2023 dropped by 41% under Joe Biden. They would want you to believe that that's because there are just fewer convicted criminal illegal aliens coming into the country under Biden that they're somehow afraid that he'll get to them compared to when Trump was in office. And so the unspoken assertion is that Democrats are tough on crime. Well, the truth is they're just not prosecuting. They're not even trying to catch these people. They're not vetting anyone at all at the border anymore. And so that's the reason you're seeing a smaller number of criminal illegal aliens who are being arrested is simply because they're not trying to arrest them. And of course, you're not going to have as many in detention when you don't try to capture them.
I'm talking with the chairman of our Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. In just a moment, we'll be talking about crime in New Mexico and what the governor wants to do about it on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico as I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
We transitioned straight off of that great quote by that Democrat mayor that these people are dangerous. It's a national security risk. It's a security risk in our town, into New Mexico crime. So John Block, in his Pinon Post, has pointed out adequately that the governor is really talking about the necessity of passing more gun control legislation in this upcoming session. Well, if you ask Frederick W. Bill Reed, he's a retired captain with the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department, he says that what you've got to do is keep criminals in jail. Again, that's the Republican philosophy. If you want to cut down crime, you can't coddle the criminals. You need to keep them in jail where they belong. Otherwise, you let them out. Now then they're out realizing that the state is going to not keep them in jail, and they feel more free to conduct illegal activities, and those crimes are affecting you and me on the streets. Two of the greatest reasons that crime is bad in New Mexico is that the legislature has enacted under Democrat control, and the Democrats have controlled New Mexico for almost 100 years now. But the first thing was the elimination of qualified immunity for police officers. That's when you weren't able to sue a policeman, or they weren't able to be tried for crimes if they're simply out doing a job. And if they shoot somebody, they can't be held accountable. Well, the elimination of that qualified immunity has caused a lot of the police to say, well, I just am not going to get involved if it looks like a crime is being committed. The second thing is the bail reform, which was instituted. It's a crazy law. The Democrats instituted it, and it led to thousands of violent offenders being released on pretrial release. You remember the judge let loose the killer of Victoria Martins. She was that 11-year-old. And keep in mind that her mom and her mom's boyfriend fed her methamphetamines, sold her into sexual acts with the people that were coming into the Traeger. Then they fed her so many methamphetamines to keep her hyped up that she actually died from an overdose. And then they cut her body up and distributed it out into different parts around to hide it. And the judge released those saying that it just didn't rise to the level of violence that would require detention. So crime is bad because of Democrat policies. And if you want something different in crime, you're going to have to vote for Republican judges. You're going to have to vote against Democrat judges, and you're going to have to vote against them in great numbers. In these retention elections for judges, it takes 57% to kick a judge out of office. You almost never get that kind of a split on any kind of a ballot. And so if you're going to change the legal system, you're going to have to vote that way, and you're going to have to vote that way in great numbers. Now, as we're talking about crime, a police officer was injured by an auto theft suspect. He was shot as he was trying to arrest the person that had stolen the car. And that's already the 14th involving Albuquerque police. And again, we just say that when you don't punish criminals, you're going to get more crime. And people know that, but the Democrat politicians just refuse to accept or acknowledge it.
Well, I guess we know what party the criminals are voting for.
Yeah, you know which party you're voting for. You know which state you're coming to. The states that are easy on crime, people obviously are going to come here. So we're going to see increases in crime, whereas places that keep criminals in jail, It's amazing that felons typically don't want to inhabit those areas. You remember we talked quite a bit about the Chaco Canyon, where this was the president's administration enforced a rule that said that the Navajos can't produce their oil and gas, that we're going to put it off limits. Native Americans are among some of the poorest individuals in the country, and here is the Democrat administration restricting their access to their own oil and gas. So much for home rule, so much for tribes being sovereign and making their own decisions. And so, again, if you're voting for Democrats, know that they will take away anybody's rights. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about sovereignty. And so the Republicans, Randy Pettigrew and Jim Townsend, are submitting legislation. They're both Republicans, but they're submitting legislation that is going to allow the legislative to have a review process of administrative rules. And you remember that our governor instituted rule that said that New Mexico's got to convert to electric vehicles and you can't sell non-electric vehicles. Well, that wasn't actually passed by the legislature. That was just put into a rule by this kind of fly-by-night group that the governor threw together. She picked them because she knew they'd vote the way she insisted. And so they sure enough came up with a rule that said you can't sell cars in New Mexico unless they're electric cars. Well, the legislature should take a look at those. They should review them. And they should overrule these administrative changes that are put into place by non-elected people. So good for them. What's going to be interesting to see if the progressive Democrats actually will vote for that, because there have been some of the Democrats that are hostile to the way the governor has taken over legislative responsibility to spend the money. It's the duty of the House to begin the legislative process on spending the money. The Senate, of course, has to concur. And then the governor only gets to sign what they pass. But she took over some of the appropriating process and just said she was going to spend money the way she wanted to. And the courts ruled her down. But it seems like that the Democrats who've complained about her would want to be able to review these administrative rules that she puts into place. But as we continue the discussion about the legislative session, the governor has let it be known. John Block outlines this really well, that in the two-month legislature, that's every other year, legislature is 2 months. Then in this year, going into the election, it's only 1 month, and this 1 month is supposed to be wrapped completely around the appropriations and the funding of government. But the governor can put on the call special things, and so John Block contends that she's out there hinting that she's going to bring up multiple Second Amendment assaults, different ways to take away people's constitutional right to the firearms. You know, the courts have not yet ruled on her ability to use the health order to cut back our constitutional rights. The Republican Party has sued her over that, and the courts are supposed to hear that in the coming week. So we should know the answer to that pretty quick as far as the state court goes. But no matter what the state court says, it's just surely unconstitutional what she did. As we talk about this, you remember you and I talked on the program, Derek, a couple of months ago about the group in San Juan County that was going out and buying the weapons, and they were taking them from individuals, and they were supposedly going to cut back on gun violence by buying these weapons.
That's assuming criminals turn in their guns. It's usually law-abiding citizens that do that.
Yeah, and so Representative Stephanie Lord has been on top of this issue, and she found that the anti-gun group that appeared to be, according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, was actually violating the law, that they knowingly violated the law as they attempted this buyback from individuals. So we'll see if the gun laws actually apply to this gun control organization in Mexico, or does justice only apply to Republicans? The most interesting thing is that the lady who really pushed for gun control in New Mexico violated the very elements of the bill that she had really championed. And when it was passed, she praised its adoption. And so New Mexico law requires that all private sales go through a background check through a federally licensed firearm dealer, also known as an FFL. Without the cooperation and assistance by any law enforcement agency, this anti-gun group, their actions did not meet the legal definition of passing ownership and possession or control of a firearm for a fee or other consideration. And so I think that if the courts act, that the people who did that ought to be in big trouble. But we'll see if the courts actually act. We'll see if the Attorney General of New Mexico is actually going to do something about it, or if he's simply talking about prosecuting people. Right now, I've got my doubts about it, but we'll see where he goes.
I'm talking with Steve Pierce. He is the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. The program is Inside New Mexico, and we'll be right back.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
As we continue our discussion about the legislature, the governor of New Mexico, she went to this big convention over in Dubai that 70,000 of the most extreme environmentalists in the world gathered there. And so she and the Biden administration pledged that they're going to do everything they can to kill the fossil fuel industry. Now, that's especially ironic, given the fact that New Mexico's permanent funds is now up to $49 billion. That's supposed to be our state's savings account for when we run out of oil and gas. And not only have the oil and gas companies put into that savings account, but each year they put almost 40 to 50% of the state's budget into place. And that's the industry that the governor is promising to the world that she's going to kill that industry. She's saying that on the one hand. On the other hand, she's actually going to be spending a record-breaking $2.75 billion in revenue from the year from the energy industry. Now, the people who are saying that wind and solar are going to be the answer to the future economies need to understand that out of the $2.75 billion that energy brought to the state, only 4 million of that, so less than 1/16 of 1%, actually came from the wind and solar industry. So if you want to know what poverty looks like, just kill the oil and gas in New Mexico and see how much you have to cut teachers' pay in order to live, in order to stay within the budget that the state has. Of course, that permanent fund is going to be used up in no time at all, paying for the government. We have a budget, I think, of about 7 to 8, maybe $10 billion. So you got basically $50 billion in your savings account. You'll spend that up in about 5 years paying teachers when you can't afford it. And that's going to be the case if they shut down oil and gas in New Mexico, like she says. So, again, just a huge amount of news going on. You were talking with the program about TV stations that keep reporting about finding boxes of ballots that have been found. Now, talk about that just a bit.
Well, it was in the 2020 election. Anybody can find these things. They're on YouTube. And you'll see these reporters in big warehouses after the election in 2020. They find all these uncounted ballots sitting there, and they ask the county clerks, and they say, well, we don't know. We don't know how this could happen. Folks, take a look. Search it on YouTube. There's local TV stations, not big networks, but local TV stations around the country that did stories on these, somehow never made it to the courts.
Yeah, somehow never made it to the courts. Imagine that. As we were making complaints, as the Republican Party was making complaints about the 2020 election, even the 2022 election, everything that we were saying was falling on deaf ears. We were reporting massive amounts of things that were violations of the law. But the people in charge, the prosecutors, of course, never touched that. That's the reason that decades ago, George Soros, he's the Democrat that funds the most radical elements of our society. He's actually been almost totally responsible for collapsing a couple of the world economies in order to benefit himself. He sells the currency short, and then when it collapses, he becomes very wealthy. It's just a technique of currency trading and bond trading, stock trading, whatever, the idea of selling short and then getting really rich when the market turns sour. So that's George Soros has spent millions on electing prosecutors, and the one thing that he insists on is those prosecutors never prosecute Democrat crime. They're supposed to prosecute Republican crime. And so that's the nation we live in. We will make the best of it. But as we wrap up the program today, again, one of the things that we're faced with as the new year kicks off is that the government is still telling you to buy electric vehicles. but they're still piling up on the lots. One report said that electric vehicles spend almost a year on the lot, where normal vehicles, your gas-powered vehicles, are on the lot and back off again. So know that the pressure is going to keep rising for everybody to convert over to electric cars, but people are not buying them because they just don't work. They're not practical. They're very expensive, and actually they're very bad on the environment. They rape the world of copper. The countries that are digging up all the copper in their country and exporting it to China in order to make these batteries for these electric cars, eventually we're going to run out of copper, and you have to say, we put it all in the landfills after those batteries quit working. So the Democrats say one thing and do another. That's nothing new. It's the Democrat way. So again, folks, I would tell you Happy New Year. Best to you. We wish blessings on each one of you out there. As you go to the polls, remember that if you want lower crime, if you want better education, if you want the prospect of jobs or career, you're going to have to vote Republican, because they're the ones who will fight back the special interest. They will fight back the corruption and fight for the everyday people who just want to live a good, a noble, clean life, send their kids to school, attend church on Sundays, and be responsible for themselves. That's the Republican way. The Democrat way is big government, big unions, and total control of your life.
Thank you, Steve. And I've been talking with Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. If you've been listening and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, there's several ways to do that. One is check out the website at newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page. They also have an X account. The handle is at New Mexico GOP. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call party headquarters in Albuquerque at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. We thank all the local radio stations around New Mexico for broadcasting this program to their communities. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.